Well, they gotta have the farmers. You know, gotta have something to eat.
Yeah. You mentioned, so you pretty much all your life you worked as a farmer.
Yeah,
up until you retired.
I worked at the sugar mill, of course, that was farm products. And I worked for the county a few years. But I farmed most all the time.
And you mentioned a little while ago that y'all traveled some to Missouri. And have you done a lot of traveling in the United States?
No, not a lot. We just went to the trip back there with some people. I had a son back there. We knew him real well, and they wanted us to go along. And then I went back to see where my folks lived in Missouri.
Oh, okay.
And where all the were buried back there. And they had a church back there they called the church.
What kind of church? Just a Christian church?
It's a Christian church.
Just a Christian church.
It isn't active now.
No. They have sermons there once in a while, but they
nice little church,
they donated Scotter County back there, the did. They donated them, I forget how many acres.
Hmm.
30 acres, I think, for a church and cemetery. And, they had a farm right next to it.
You ever ever traveled outside the United States?
Nope.
Never been outside the United States?
Hope we went to Tijuana.
Down to Mexico.
We went down to Mexico once. But I'm glad to get out of there.
Didn't like it, huh?
No.
Yeah, I've never been down there. I don't think I would like it either.
Too many people, they didn't talk to, they just looked at us.
The way they drove down there, they drove with the horn in their hands. Just like that. Holler and honk the horn and go. Get out of my way.
I wonder, did you know your grandparents? You must have known your mother's folks. You mentioned
that.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't know my dad's folks. Because they stayed in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I knew my grandparents.
Did,
on my mother's side. Yeah.
Did you, do you know where they're from originally? You mentioned that they came
Kentucky.
From Kentucky.
Peck was from Kentucky.
And how about...
He was in the 1st Colorado Cavalry.
I see. What was his name, do you know?
Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah. And he took a ditch out of the St. Vrain River in 1867. You know, the ditches all come out of the rivers and spread this country under irrigation.
Right.
He took one out in 1867 for that place over there.
Yeah. Where were they from before they came to Kentucky? I mean, do you know where they were from over in Europe originally?
No.
Do you know if they were from England or?
No, my dad's folks were from Scotland and England. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Never heard my mother say.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't know.
Hmm. And, Was your grandparents, were both of them, grandfather, were they both of farmers as well? I know you mentioned one of them worked.
He was a farmer over there. He hired most of it done. But he was a gold miner too. He discovered the California lode up at Central City.
Really? Your grandfather did?
And he hauled, then he used to haul groceries from Denver to Central City, team wagon. But he farmed over there at the end.
Sounds like quite an interesting man.
Yeah, he was.
Did,
I just barely know him. They died when I was pretty young.
When you were pretty young. Yeah. Did, I was wondering about any other kind of social contacts your grandparents might have had. Your grandfather's either one belonged to any clubs or organizations like that?
Well, I don't think so. They didn't have so many things like that, did he? My great-grandfather was in the 1st Colorado Cavalry. My grandfather, he was